All right, so let's get into some regular, just we just doing topics right here. We just shooting off the rip. We're gonna end it like this. And this is like really the this part is the pilot of off day, you know, because this is what I'm gonna be doing, man. I'm just gonna be shooting the shits with my peeps, and we just gonna be talking about everything. So Harry Potter actress Miriam Margoyles says she is worried about adults still obsessed with the series. And she says, and this is a quote, they should be over that by now. It's for children. And, yo, I've never heard anything more ridiculous in my life. Like, do you, I mean, I guess, like, okay, so when I was really young, I used to really love the Power Rangers. And then, when I got in, I probably said the first grade is when people, like kids my age and a little older, started saying, oh, you probably still watch Power Rangers. Like, it just kind of not, you know, became cool to, like, really be messing with the Power Rangers. You know what I mean? And then I grew out of it, you know, because people just stopped caring about Power Rangers. And, you know, it still had this cult fan base or whatever. But, you know, that really happened. Like, people used to say that all the time. So, salute, you know what I mean? So, what do, is it like that with these franchises? Because I don't think so, man. Because you know what? Even when they came out with the Power Rangers movie on Netflix, and I knew it was going to be most of all the people, RIP to Tommy, bro, I watched it. You know what I mean? Like, I still wanted to watch it because it's still a piece of my childhood. And why let your childhood go? I think, you know, I think the first step of getting old is letting your childhood go. You know, dude, are you supposed to be as irresponsible as you are or as you were as a child? No. Are you supposed to want to play with toys, you know, and like that? No. But could you still have an imagination? You know, yes, you should still be able to have, you should still have an imagination as a child or as an adult. And that's how you are able to enjoy these movies. That's why, like, the special effects don't really get to me, because I just have an imagination, you know what I mean? And I just think you're supposed to enjoy these types of things. So I'm not really sure why she kind of, you know, shitted on that, because I've been a Spider-Man fan since a kid, you know. And fast forward to 32, I'm probably a bigger Spider-Man fan than I was when I was a kid, you know. Like, The seeing that first Spider-Man movie had an incredible effect on me. Like, it really did, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I think about that all the time. So I'm not sure why she would say that. Now, I did go see the first Harry Potter in theaters. My auntie Tanya took me to go see that movie. And I actually seen the second one as well. I never got past that, you know, when it comes to Harry Potter. But yeah, I'm not sure why she's like so pressed about it. Like, oh, y'all should be over that shit. Like, that, like, low key she was like, yo, that shit trash. Like, damn, yo, chill out, grandma. Golly, so rude. I'm trying to think about, like, because okay, it was for the children at that time. So are you saying that they should stop making Harry Potter stuff? Like, I'm confused. I don't understand. And you know another thing about this stuff too? Humans are communal. Like, it's all about community for us. The best thing about Facebook is Facebook groups. If it wasn't for Facebook groups, I probably would have been deleted the app. But because I can go to Facebook groups and go to my Packers club, or I can go to the Marvel section or BMF Power, all of these different things, It's about people that mess with stuff that I mess with. Kind of be invested in these franchises for the community aspect of it. So, yeah, I just, yo, man, you can't blame this on Daylight Savings Time. I don't know what's up with her. That's just such a weird thing to say. It's honestly, it's odd to me that she would say something so asinine. It's ridiculous. I'm not sure. Is it context to that? Let me see. But something else she said. She said, people say to me, oh, we're having a Harry Potter theme wedding. And I think, gosh, what's their first night of fun going to be? I can't even think about it. Yeah, I don't know, man. She sounds like a weird ass lady to me. First of all, is that not a beautiful thing in itself? Because I would think for the most part, if you are having a Harry Potter themed wedding, it's on both parties. So that's something that both parties bond over, enjoy, love. That's such a romantic thing. I don't understand, why would you think about, something weird about it? How is that weird? You know what I mean? Man, maybe she's just an old lady. You know what I mean? And, man, shit. Maybe, what's that thing called? Maybe menopause started, you know? Shout out to my old ladies out there. But I don't understand why she's, such weirded out about that. It's like she's appalled. That someone would have a Harry Potter themed wedding. I think that's tight. You know, me and a significant other, you know, we talked about hey, what if we got married? Would we have a Marvel themed wedding? Now, me, I'm a little more traditional. You know, I would just want to have a regular traditional wedding. You know, if I was ever blessed enough to, you know, find someone who wants to marry me. But, you know, when me and this person was talking about it and she was saying, I would love to have a Marvel wedding with you because, that's something we share. You know, we super into Marvel and blah, blah, blah. And when I thought about it, it's something I would do. Because it is something that we share. I mean, bro, I think that's beautiful. Would I hang upside down on my wedding day and kiss a girl like I'm Spider-Man? I probably would do some fly shit like that. You never know. If I was rich, bro, I ain't gonna lie. If I was rich and I can afford something like that and get married, because that's probably the only time I get married. You know, if I was rich, other than that, I probably won't. You know, but if I was, I definitely would. I'm a big dude, so you know, it's gonna cost a lot for that harness, man. yo, more on Akira Toriyama. Apparently Mexican cartels are agreeing to ceasefire in honor of Akira Toriyama. And yo, they are saying that obviously Dragon Ball was super serious in the Mexican community to the point where they even had a huge conflict with Japan over streaming it, you know. So, hey, man, you love to see it. I'm even hearing that they're doing a Dragon Ball marathon all day, on all the channels out there in Mexico. It's crazy. Every channel, not just one channel. They're talking about every channel besides, the news and stuff. They was doing a marathon, man. So, you never know, man. You gotta love the love. So apparently every Spider-Man film will re-release in theaters this year to celebrate 100 years of Columbia Pictures, Spider-Man, April 15th, and so on and so forth, all the way into Spider-Man No Way Home, June 3rd. Will you go see any Spider-Man film in theaters? Me personally, I am just not a fan of going. I'm not a fan of going to see movies in the theaters that I've seen already in the theaters. Me personally, I'm really not. Now, I've never seen Spider-Man 2 in theaters. So I may go see that one. But I've seen Spider-Man 3, all the I didn't see the Amazing Spider-Man theaters either. But the rest of them I've seen in theaters. So I don't know, man. Like, and then I own all the movies, and it just seems like a bad business decision to go see Spider-Man films in the movie that I own on DVD and Blu-ray. It makes zero sense. So, shout out to them, man. They want to just spend some money. Because who really wants to go see that? Speaking of Spider-Man, Kirsten Dunst was asked if she would do another superhero film. She said yes, because you get paid a lot of money. I have two children and I support my mother. Yo, you gotta love the honesty, okay? You gotta love the honesty. Now, is that too honest? Because then, if they actually try to get her back, they might not, or not pay her a lot. And like, oh, you kind of seem desperate. You know what I mean? But shout out Kirsten Dunst, man. She's a legend to me as far as, in the acting world. I mean, I'm a fan of at least five of her movies. All three Spider-Man films. And then you got Jumanji. And then you got what's the other film she was in? Oh, Bring It On. All like some of my favorite movies, man. So shout out Kirsten Dunst. Is it Kristen or Kirsten? Kirsten. Hey, yo, Deadpool is Kirsten. Yeah, man. Shout out to Kirsten Dunst, man. And come on, man. She fire. She fire. And speaking of the money, let's just keep it on that. And let's talk about Nika King doing her stand-up set. And Nika King, she actually played the mother on Euphoria, okay? And she was Rue's daughter. And she says, people are like, bitch, we need season three. And she said, oh no, she didn't say bitch. She said, people are like, we need season three. And I'm like, bitch, I need season three too. I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. And Zendaya is over in Paris at Fashion Week. I'm like, bitch, come home. I need you. Mama needs you. Hey, man, I don't know. If she didn't get what she got in the act, like what was owed to her in the actor strike, I don't know, bro. Like, you gotta think. Euphoria is HBO's biggest show since probably, should I say The Wire? I mean, if you look up the numbers, bro, I think it's his most successful show. And for one of, and mind you, she wasn't a big character. I know she played Rue's mom, but Rue's mom is like the worst parent ever. And you get it because she's a single mom. She got two kids. She's working a lot. You know what I mean? So she's not present a lot, but just kind of sad to see when you couple that with the whole Kirsten Dunst thing. Hey, man, a lot of brokies out here. It ain't just us, man. It's a lot of brokies out here. You kind of just wish, that well, I ain't gonna say wish, but you kind of wish some things that happened to you, like getting your ball sack stung by a scorpion. Okay. And I'm not saying you will wish that, but this guy's gonna get some bread, bro. So a Southern California man is suing the Venetian's Palazzo Tower in Las Vegas, Nevada, claiming he was stung by a scorpion on his testicles while sleeping at the hotel. The experience left him in excruciating pain, and he still has lingering discomfort. He alleges he was jolted awake and stung at least three or four times by the small, venomous scorpion, which he later found clinging to his boxers. He's now seeking an unspecified amount in damages from the resort. How much money do you guys think you should get? I'd say about $10 million. Bro, first of all, A slight tap to the nuts is crucial. A slight tap. Imagine getting stung by a scorpion on your ball sack. Imagine the trauma. You may never be able to sleep well again. He may never want to come to a Vegas hotel again. Think about the trauma that that man is going through. Bro, my balls is like humming for him. Pause. But I can just like, you know, like when you see someone get kicked in the balls, your stomach start hurting. Like you can feel it, bro. That shit is not a good feeling. Kicked in the balls, stumped in the balls, stung in the balls. It's all the same. So shout out to that guy. I hope he really get them for at least 10 million. You know, now some might say, oh, this can be just an act of God. I'm not sure if that's true, you know, because they like, oh, well, how could that happen? Oh, well, it's just nature. Bro, if I'm in a hotel on the probably the 30th floor or something crazy, bro, no way I should be getting stung by a damn scorpion on my ball sack. And bro, this guy, I ain't gonna lie, bro. What kind of balls this dude got? Like, was he sleep? I need to know. No, he had boxers on. Now, I'm not saying that, like, I need to see this guy's balls, but bro, let's keep it hot. Why would the scorpion go right for his balls? Was this a gay scorpion? Is the gay scorpion celebrating Pride Month 3 months early? What is going on here? Why would a scorpion, of all things, just stab him in the balls? Like, holy moly. Or, like, it's just kind of crazy, man. But anyways, I just had to get that out there because I thought that shit was crazy. Yo, let's talk about this really quick. So let's get into a little sports and let's talk Russell Wilson, yo. So Russell Wilson, 9-time Pro Bowler, quarterback, and this quarter under Adam Schefter, quarterback and former Super Bowl champ Russell Wilson plans to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers per league sources. Wilson will sign a team-friendly one-year deal in which the Broncos will wind up paying $38 million of his salary while Wilson wears the black and yellow. First of all, how bad do you have to be for them to say, you know what, we'll pay you to go play somewhere else. We just don't want you here. You know, so, yo, man, how do I feel about this? Yo, Russell Wilson is going to fail miserably. I fuck with Mike Tomlin. You know, Mike Tomlin is the guy. You got to respect him. Black coach, been at it since, shit, what, 07? 06, 07? He's one of those. He's one of those guys. You know what I mean? And for him to really, like, been at this one particular place forever, hold it down, Mike Tomlin is a G, okay? But at the same time, bro, how are we feeling about this? If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm not excited. Is he better than Kenny Pickett? Sure. Sure. He's better than him off based off name. Is he better athletically? I don't know, bro. Russell Wilson can't run like he used to. I'm telling you, it's certain things that defines a man's career. And him throwing that interception on the 2-yard line, it defined his career, and he will never escape it. I don't think the football guys work that way. I think it was either first or second down. I think it was first down, though. I think if they would have ran the ball, maybe, Russell Wilson would have been, he probably would have won another Super Bowl by now. But for the simple fact that people are saying that he audibled at the line and threw that interception to lose the Super Bowl because he wanted to have all the glory, just says a lot about a person. Considering that Marshawn Lynch also said that he wanted to talk to Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson called him from a private number, also says a lot about Russell Wilson. Also, when they say that Russell Wilson had his own office at the stadium, come on, man. You're making it, like, it just says a lot about Russell Wilson. Now, do I think Russ is corny? I've never been on that bandwagon. I don't think that black men who talk proper, you know, are corny. I just because you talk proper, I don't think you're corny. Now, with Russell or with Marshawn, I never thought he was corny until Marshawn Lynch said what he said. Because that's corny, bro. Like, you're the running back. You're right behind the quarterback, or either right behind or right next to him on every play. How do you not have his number, for one? And how does he call you from private? I never thought he was corny until then. I mean, come on. He bagged Sierra. The only athlete I've ever seen go from a white woman to a black woman. I've never seen it before. Like, and so Russell Wilson, he a dog, man. I mess with him, but bro, I think, yo, Mike Tomlin never had a losing season. This might be his first. I'm telling you, bro, Russell Wilson is washed. He washed. He already on his third team. GOATs, real good quarterbacks, they don't go to three teams. He's just bouncing around like a freaking prostitute now. He's bouncing around like he just made his first rounds on Brazzers. I'm telling you, this is not what you want. It's not what you want. Pittsburgh, y'all in for a rude awakening, man. He was bad in Denver both years. He was bad. So why you think he's going to come to Pittsburgh and do something good? He's not. The best thing y'all got going for you is JJ or TJ Watt. You know what I mean? So that's about it. Other than that, I see this going nowhere. I see this going nowhere. I'm telling you, bro, he is not good anymore. All right. So that's enough on Pittsburgh. So we got a couple more topics, and we about to get dark with it. So Matt Rife, a comedian that I've actually watched, and I thought some of his clips were pretty funny, has come under some crazy allegations lately. And this comes off the back of this whole thing with Drake Bell talking Nickelodeon. So we're going to get into both of those. Let's do it. Let's get into this video real quick. Cat Williams, you know, said what he said, you know, with, you know, people having to, you know, suck off these producers and directors of these films or whatever in Hollywood, you know. But this, I don't know who this guy is. He just said the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. And why he gotta do Matt Rife like this?
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed, thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams.
Oh, well, right there.
You know, before I became wealthy, somewhat successful career in stand-up comedy, I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting with some Hollywood executives, along with some now famous comedian, and we were offered the chance for a deal at online stardom. But the only way to receive the contract was by sucking both of the execs off. I immediately got up and walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously.
simultaneously.
That
holy.
Guy's name was Matt Rife.
Hey, yo.
That's Alpha King rule number 799. Just because someone is more famous than you, it doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
Yo, first of all, holy. That is a, oh my God. Oh my God. Yo, that's a crazy, yo. Yo, he trying to say Matt Rife is out here sucking on dick, bro. Hey, yo. Hey, and I've seen some Matt Rife comedy and I, like him doing, cause he do a lot of crowd work. I haven't watched his stand-up on Netflix yet. But he did rise to the top rather quickly. But when I watched this documentary on him, I think a lot of people just chalk it up because, you know, objectively, you know, he's a good-looking guy. You know, so, I mean, you don't really see, like, comedians that look like Matt Rife, right? And when I say look like, I mean, he got a pause, he got a nice body, he got a pretty face. You know, as far as for a man, you know, or a handsome face, because ain't really no guy's pretty but me, you know what I mean? You see my hair? You know what I mean? I done already got a lot of compliments, I'm just saying. But anyways, I mean, bro, that's a crazy accusation. I mean, do people get sued anymore? Or, like, that's a crazy statement to make. You trying to say Matt Rife is out here giving top some, you know, simultaneously, like, bro, he was doing the Donald Trump. Like, come on. You telling me Matt Rife was on his knees and he wasn't praying for a better day? He was on his knees praying for YouTube and TikTok clicks? I just, hey, I get it. I know it's a lot of people gay for play. It couldn't be me, bro. I'm sorry. Like, my morals, I'm not sucking no dick, bro. I'm sorry. Like, that's crazy. I'm not sucking dick for $1 billion. I don't give a damn. I know I seen I remember back in the day, a comedian was like, oh, would you suck a dick for $1 billion? And they was like, oh, for $1 billion. You can kill whoever sucked the dick or whoever seen you suck the dick. Man, fuck all that. I ain't sucking no dick. I ain't putting no dick in my mouth. Like, I'm like, hey, yo, shout out to the, nah, I ain't even shouting you out. I ain't putting no dick in my mouth, not for nothing. Not for no money. I wouldn't put dick in my mouth to save my mama. Like, let's keep it hot. I'm not putting dick in my mouth. I wouldn't do it to save my daughter. I'm not sucking dick, bro. I just won't do it, bro. Like, so if it's really motherfuckers out there sucking dick for fame, bro, y'all have no morals and integrity unless you just like sucking dick. Like, if you like sucking dick and then the motherfucker was like, oh, you can suck dick and you be in this movie, suck the dick. Who cares? You suck dick. Like, you like sucking dick. If you don't like sucking dick, but you'll do it for money and fame, bro, you're a weirdo. I'm sorry. I can't rock with that. And you dumbasses on Twitter, stop saying that's rape. That's called the barter system, okay? If I say you can suck my dick and I get you 100 million views on TikTok, which is kind of crazy because TikTok is a Japanese company or a Chinese company. And how do Americans got pulled in that? But who knows? I don't know. I don't know anything. But anyways, yeah. If a motherfucker like, oh, you can suck my dick, man, and I put you in this movie, like, I would react like Old Dog. Remember when he was like, oh, I'll suck your dick, man, if you give me some crack. Like, he shot that nigga in his face. Like, bro, we're not doing that. Like, again, if you like to suck dick, man, like, that's on you. I'm not judging you. But if you would just suck and I just I'm reiterating, if you suck dick for fame and fortune, you'll fucking lose it, bro. And I don't think it's true. You know why I don't think it's true? Why would he say Matt Rife's name and not say the executive's name? You only said Matt Rife's name because Matt Rife is what will get you clicks and views. So I'm only reporting it and talking about it just because, but come on, bro, that shit ain't true. It's no way. And at this point, where the video at? Show me the video. Just like Ryan Garcia. Oh, they kidnapped me and took me to Bohemian Grove and made me watch child porn. Post the video. And while I say post the video, he said he had the video on his phone. Post it. What you afraid of? You already said it was going to kill you. If you got proof of these people doing heinous acts, making you watch child porn, expose them. If we're not down to expose who the real villains are, because in this story, Matt Rife isn't the villain. He's actually the victim of the story being told. He's not a victim in the scenario. You're a grown man. He got muscles. I don't give a damn about, oh, he got the power. Fuck all that, bro. I'm a man. If a man tell me to suck his dick for a movie role, I'm socking you in the face. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not rolling like that. And when they say, how come you never made it? I'll say, this executive of so-and-so pictures or blah, blah, blah productions told me to suck his dick. And I beat his ass and I got arrested and I was never able to work in Hollywood again. I would say that. I would go on record saying it. You know what I mean? If you don't, bro, you a bitch, man. I'm sorry, man. Money don't control me. Like, it don't. Like, money, I love it, bro, but I don't give a damn, bro. If I had $1 million, bro, and somebody told me to suck their dick, and it was either to keep my million or suck a dick, bro, I would just go back to busting dishes, man. And when people be like, oh, man, you had it. You was right there. I just tell everybody, man, they wanted me to suck a dick, man. I didn't want to do it. Like, I didn't want to. Like, that's, I'm not into sucking dick, bro. If they was like, eat some pussy, like, let's just say it was the other way around, like switch genders, I enjoy eating pussy. You know what I mean? So if a chick was like, oh, you just got to eat my pussy and you could be in the next three movies. Nigga, I'm going to eat that shit till my tongue go numb, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And even then, it's still like a moral thing, but I'm not mad at eating coochie, man. Like, hey, man, how'd you get to the top? Oh, I had to eat my way to the top. Like, I'm not mad at that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at that as a come up story. Yo, how much pussy did you eat to get here? Like, me personally, Kevin 27, I'm not mad at that. You know, I was the best ass eater, woman ass eater, you know, on the planet, eating ass, eating pussy. I do that. You know what I mean? And obviously, this is the off day portion. Like, this is what we do. We getting crazy. Like, I'm not holding back. I told you, I'm not holding back. Like, this is the new Kevin 27. This is year four of podcasting. It's really year six. Remember, I took a break because I was tired of podcasting alone, so I stopped. I've been podcasting since like 2018. Like, seriously, I've been podcasting like 2018, 2019. You know what I mean? But I took a little break. And then I came back with my brother and we did Straight Outta Marvel. And then I've been holding on ever since. But yeah, I started off as a solo podcaster, like for real, for real. So yeah, man, we getting flagrant now. I'm not bullshitting anymore. But anyways, yeah, man, I thought that was pretty crazy, you know. That's a wild accusation, bro. You know, shout out Matt Rife. I know you ain't sucking dick, man. Well, I don't know that. I ain't gonna say that, man. You know, I ain't gonna say that, you know, but I would hope not. Unless you like sucking dick, you know, other than that, because if you suck it two dicks at a time, bro, you like it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, sucking two dicks is wild. But why that guy is lying, it's no way that shit's true. It's no way. Because if it's true, why wouldn't you call out the executive's names? And that's my problem. Why are you not like Drake Bell? So, speaking of Drake Bell, let's get to his accusations real quick. I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know if it's Cat Williams. I don't know what it is, but everybody is speaking their truth for 2024. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I like it. Excuse me, man. My voice has been cracking. Yo, my coworker, every time he come in, bro, we get to talking a lot. So I was already talking before I got to work. And then I was already talking before I came home, and now I'm podcasting or whatever. So yeah, this shit is wild. So the upcoming is from a documentary that's dropping on Max on March the 17th called Quiet on Set. And apparently it's gonna be talking about a lot of crazy behind the scenes things that was going on behind, you know, Nickelodeon, you know, and this is just Nickelodeon. No telling what could happen when it comes to Disney and all of this stuff. But it's kind of crazy that this stuff could happen, you know what I mean, on these types of things. Like, come on, it's a child studio. How are the children not protected on a Nickelodeon set or, you know, whatever? You know, now me personally, me as a 15-year-old, man, we was out here fighting motherfuckers. So I don't know, bro, like, white people different. Like, we was out here fighting people. So that's just me. At 15, I wasn't letting nobody be touching me inappropriately, but that's just me. Let's watch this shit.
In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything. And you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slime, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrives. Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
No one had ever really done sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
He launched the careers of child actors who became major stars. For 20 years,
yo, fat old white dude. Yeah,
culture.
Definitely creepy.
He looked like a creep. One of the darkest chapters. Working for Dan was like being in an abusive relationship. Dan's treatment of people on his shows was an open secret.
So my lawyer filed complaints, gender discrimination, hostile work environment, harassment.
He says sexually hostile work environment.
How safe can any kids be in that environment? There would be even bigger problems down the line with actual pedophiles on set.
Whoa.
These are three predators who worked at Nickelodeon, all in a short amount of time.
Whoa. We're ready for you.
It was a toxic environment. It made me trust people less.
We were there for so many hours. You get comfortable with people until you're not. I had no idea.
I remember
idea
this girl.
What
I don't know what,
son from
what show, but I remember.
It's a house of horrors. They find this enormous trove of child pornography. The
oh my God.
Said we found Ziploc bags, each one with a girl's name on it. 11 charges of child sexual abuse related to a child actor.
It made me wonder who was being hurt.
I've been waiting 17 years for today.
It wasn't dealing with anybody on the shows or anything, right?
It was a child actor.
On one of our shows?
Yes. Have you ever told your story?
Bro, I can't wait to watch this. Look how he look. He's on one of our shows? Nah. I need the one with Drake Bell, though. Yeah, they was holding that one. Yeah, this the one I want with Drake Bell. Because he put a name out there.
To hear that Brian Peck was a sexual predator, it made me wonder immediately about who was being hurt.
Who it is, when it happened, where it happened, I have no idea.
It wasn't dealing with anybody on the shows or anything, right?
Oh,
it was
shit.
A child actor.
On one of our shows?
Yes.
Yo, I don't like how he just was smiling like that. Bro, why won't they say what? Didn't he say it? Bro, I feel like I seen it on Twitter. Let me see. Oh, I don't think he really said anything. Okay. Well, I never watched it. Okay. So I never watched it, but I guess he's going to share a lot, you know, when it comes on the 17th. Salute to Drake Bell. But I know he also went on to be a nasty motherfucker himself. So maybe that's some shit where it's like hurt people. I'm not sure. I don't give any excuses to people doing pedophilic shit, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I've never had any type of things where it's like some pedophile shit. So I can't understand that at all. Like, if you was a victim, why would you go and make someone else a victim? You know what I mean? I can't understand that. And I'm not even going to try to. I'm not going to try to sympathize with it. You know, I'll watch it. But Drake Bell's still a piece of shit on his own. So salute. You know, he gonna tell his story and say what he gotta say. But it's super discouraging though, man. Seeing that this was like they said three. This is the first time I watched that trailer, you know, because I'm just getting to the point these days where I'm so tired of hearing about sexual assault and rape and It makes, I'm not gonna lie, it makes everything seem so fake. It makes my childhood, everything that I love, the music industry, it makes it all seem so fake and demonic. You know what I mean? So a lot of stuff I don't even watch. Like when I seen it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna react to it, but I hadn't seen it until just then. I thought he actually said that it was the guy who did it, you know, but I guess them just showing his face was, you know, good enough for that, you know, but it's sad to see, man. I really, you don't want to see that, man. You don't want to see that. All right. So one of the last topics I want to talk about before I scour the internet real quick. Let's talk about the Avatar series will be returning, and we're talking about the animated series, next year, 2025, and it will be a brand new series, not a retelling of, you know, not a live action or some with Korra. No, a brand new Avatar will be announced, and I for one cannot wait, and it will be an earthbender, and I can't wait, bro. And I just hope it's with the original creators. Because if not, it's going to be dog shit. Like, I get it. You can have the IP, but it needs to be with the original creators. Because to me, The Last Airbender is one of the greatest shows of all time. And then Legend of Korra is really good. I will put season one of Legend of Korra with any of the three Avatar, The Last Airbender series. Like, that season one was really good. So I think Cora was good as well. So I'm excited. Fuck. I'm excited, man, to see an Airbender. I'm excited for new Avatar stuff, okay? So be on the lookout for that. And it should be a guy. It should be a guy because it should be a guy because it was Aang, Korra, and then, well, I don't think it works like that though, because it was Avatar, Roku, and then it was Aang. So I don't think it works like that. It could be, you know, it's just, I think it's just random whoever, you know, Rabba would overtake. So yeah, I think that'd be cool. Kanye West's daughter announced an album. I'm not sure why we should care, other than it just being Kanye West's daughter. Like, who gives a damn? You really gonna go out here and listen to Kanye's daughter's album? No, you're not. Stop it. She's a kid. I don't even know why it's trending. Who cares? That elementary school dropout, who cares? Like, she's a kid. And you know how we feel about kids. You know how we feel about silver spoon kids. Like, no one cares about that. It's nepotism. Like, who's gonna really care? What else we got on here? I think that might be it, y'all. I think we tapped out. And we're going to be back Thursday. Yeah. Why was John Cena butt-ass naked on the Oscar stage? That was weird as hell. This is hella crazy. Are children really watching the Oscars? Like, come on. But still. It said, someone said, no surprise that John Cena is walking on stage naked at the Oscars doing primetime TV that children are most likely watching. This is not just a humiliation ritual. The Hollywood pedophiles, rapists, and perverts are certainly getting off on this. I'm sure Jimmy Kimmel is as well. Holy! Let's not forget that Kimmel had Tom Hanks do a skit on his show sexualizing little girls, where he called a child a sexy baby and had her sing Talk Dirty to Me. Holy, that happened? Holy. Yo, maybe Aaron Rodgers wasn't on some bullshit. Also, Kimmel ran another skit on his show featuring an FBI identified pedophile symbol in it and a pizza. Pizza is a pedophile code that's been confirmed by the FBI, DOJ records, and local law enforcement agencies. These people are sick. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna go that deep, but it is very weird that John Cena was on, like, why did he come on naked? It was just no reason for that. You know what I mean? And especially, I'm not gonna lie, bro, like, check the room. Like, you guys got to start checking the vibes, man. Like, you don't realize that everyone is saying that all of these billionaires are pedophiles. You guys don't realize this? You're not thinking about this? I'm not. Like, where's the self-awareness? Like, read the room. No one wants to see John Cena coming out butt-ass naked. And I'm not saying that because, bro, ain't no kids. Like, bro, stop it. It's no kids watching the Oscars. Like, bro, do you think kids are watching the Oscars? Like, kids? Bro, I didn't even know what the Oscars was when I was a kid. I probably didn't know what the Oscars was until Ray or Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for Ray. Like, and it's because I heard my parents talking about it. Like when Halle Berry won and Denzel won, all of that stuff. It's because they were talking, like my parents. I didn't care about the Oscars until like fairly recently. Kids don't care about the Oscars, man. Like, I get what they were saying, but I don't think it's that deep. You know, but it is weird to see John Cena coming out all buff and shit. Like, for what? I'm just going to watch this real quick just to see. Oh, he just came out to present an award? Yeah, that's weird as hell. Yeah, that's weird. I think I did it, man. So that's it. We're going to call it right now. It's 3 a.m. You know what I mean? But we will be back for a Thursday showing. And we're going to do whatever news we got. And then hopefully, we can get to This Is Cinema. Because I'm going to watch some new movies on Netflix and stuff. So we'll be back. Other than that, man, it's been another great episode, man. Believe in team, make believers. Show's Kevin 27. I'm out.